This is Ozarks at Large. Joining me from her home office in Bella Vista is Becca Martin Brown, the features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Happy Friday, Becca.
I just want to say that I left Kansas to get away from this.
Here we are.
And I wanted to go back to Kansas. I don't care. Not a big fan of snow. I live in the wilds of Bella Vista, where I'm hoping the propane gets refilled before we run out of heat.
I hope so, for your sake, too.
So, you need things to entertain you, and I've got some, but we're going to start with the things you can do at home.
Okay. Very good.
Because I'm not.
Not getting out.
The Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra has a concert tonight at 7 o'clock. And a lecture discussion. Mm-hmm. It will happen on Facebook, on their page. And they're going to talk about a composer named Irene Britton Smith, who you've never heard of. She came after people like Florence Price.
Mm-hmm.
She was working in the 1950s in Chicago. She was a music teacher. And she took her time off from when she was teaching and did things like go and study at Juilliard. According to her obituary in 1999 in the Chicago Tribune, she created about 30 pieces of classical music, and they've been performed fairly rarely, but her work came to light because a biographer who wanted to talk to her about Florence Price.
Okay. And Florence Price, of course, this Arkansas-born composer who is finally, years after her death, getting her due.
And so in the course of this conversation, the researcher found out that, oh, by the way, Irene Britton Smith was also a composer, and she had never actually met Florence Price in person, although she had corresponded with her. And so she was part of this biography, and now she's being performed. If you talk to people who understand these things, which I'll be the first to tell you I don't, Florence Price's music reflected her African-American roots. You know, she deliberately fused her African-American heritage music with classical forms. But Irene Britton Smith wanted to write classical music. And even though she has pieces like a spiritual called Let Us Break Bread Together, pieces like what APO is performing don't necessarily have that flavor. So it's a whole other interesting thing.
And it's safe to say that 99.9% of us who are hearing this concert tonight are hearing this music for the very first time.
I would say so. Erjin Khan is performing. It's called Violin Sonata for Piano. And she's performing with Nathan Carteret. And she says that she first performed this work in Singapore.
Oh, how interesting.
So if you would like to hear discussion and this piece of music, you can do so at 7 o'clock tonight, free on Facebook. And if you're looking for a link, go to arphil.org and there'll be a link to it.
And now, will it be available after tonight, or is this a one night, got to be there right now kind of thing?
It is a live virtual performance, so I think it's a one-night, gotta-be-there kind of thing.
Fair enough.
And then if you're brave enough to get out and go do something.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
Yes.
There is an open house tomorrow at a place in Springdale that you might have known as Magnolia Garden.
But now?
But now it's called Natural State Rockin' Republic, and it's a cycling retreat. Owned by a husband and wife couple, Scotty and Ernie Lechuga, who are bike racers, cyclists.
And we're talking like the human-powered kind of cycle.
Right. And so, having bought this 10-bedroom house, they decided they had plenty of room to do something else, and they are calling it the Arkansas Artist Gallery. So in addition to this being a place they hope that cyclists will come and stay and bicycle around Northwest Arkansas and do all of those things.
Right.
They're also going to have art on the walls. And this month's art includes Matt Miller from Fayetteville And there's an open house from 10 to 5 tomorrow, and then an artist reception from 1 to 5 on March 14th. And there's also a new series of events happening at the Walton Art Center in Fayetteville that just makes me want to dance in my chair. It's called In the Atrium, and they're doing cabaret-style performances in the Walker Atrium. And they're going to have them all the time. They're going to have them on various nights of the week, and they're going to have them on Sunday afternoons. And they're going to have all kinds of music, bossa nova and jazz and classical. And it's free.
And this will be folks who are based here, correct?
Right. But there's a schedule on their website of what's coming up. And you do have to get tickets, of course, because they're only seating 72 people. And you can find out more at waltonartcenter.org. If you have cabin fever as bad as I do, and a hike around Devil's Den sounds fabulous but crazy, you can tag along with the Shiloh Museum's education staff tomorrow morning for a pre-recorded virtual history hike at Devil's Den.
Now that sounds really cool.
This happens at 10:30 tomorrow on the Shiloh Museum's Facebook page. And if you have questions, you can call 750-8165.
You said it was pre-recorded, but this sounds like another one of those be there at the time to do it.
No, it will continue to exist.
Okay.
Yeah, it will continue to exist.
All right. Becca Martin Brown is features editor of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Becca, hope the propane comes soon. Hope you stay warm. We'll talk again next Friday.
I will be here.